Fellow Warriors fans, welcome back to my amazing podcast, and happy holidays. Before I start the actual, like, full part of the episode, there's a major spoiler alert. Unless you've read Stellar Loon, then you might not want to listen yet and save this episode. Because this is all about Stellar Loon, guys. Ninth book in the Keeper series. Although, I guess, technically, you could say it is fully the 10th book, but in the order, it's the 9th book, because Unlocked was 8.5. Anyway, I'm so sorry for not posting, but I have been so busy, and I waited to record and post this for, like, I don't know how many weeks. I got started in a week after it came out and read it that same day. It took me 7 hours, guys. And, I did not want to post this episode until a little while after so people would have a chance to read it that couldn't get it right away. Okay. So, let's start. Book starts. They can't track Keef. And it's super funny because Ro is pointing out the part of Keith's letter that says, I care about you, Foster, more than you will ever know, or whatever. I'm not sure if it said Foster or Sophie. And she was like, ooh, and then Sophie's like, what? No, that he can't mean. And then Ro's like, the Foster oblivion has ended. So that was super fun. And they reopened our school, they reopened Foxfire, so yay. And they find out that Glimmer is actually Rainy. I don't remember her last name, but she was undercover, and her dad was a matchmaker, and he rigged the match list so that he and her mom would be number one matches. So their tribunal was the one that was right before Sophie's, right when she came into the Lost Cities, if anybody remembers that. Then Sophie and Dex go to Kenrick to open up Kenrick's cache, or go to Orly, sorry guys, Kenrick's dead. Go to Orly to open up Kenrick's cache, because she knows how to. They find a lot of stuff that just seems like nonsense, specifically when that is a bunch of squiggly lines that intersect at a point. There's 5 lines, and this is amazing, because Sophie realizes, this was one of the symbols that the Black Swan put into her head! And, also, she goes to Cassius and finds a new memory in his head about Jacela being a conjurer, guys. She's a conjurer, and she knows about Elysian, too, because in the memory, she asked Cassius about it. I don't know if I should have said Cassian. Cassian is a character in a different book, but Cassius. Yeah. Okay. And then Morella goes to Fintan to see if he will open up his cache. But he tells Morella, heck no. So, Sophie and Dex and Orly in Kenrick's cache found one memory of Fintan around these flowers that he called, I think it was sunflares. And they have some at his old house, and apparently they take, like, 100 years to blossom or something. So, Morella offers one of those sunflares in return for a memory of Fintan's, from Fintan's cache. Just one of the memories. And he tells her that he will, because he apparently is super obsessed and loves these sunflares, and he shows her a memory, and it is another memory of the sunflares. In both of the same memories, Fintan was adding lots of different colors of layered flames onto a flower, the sunflare, but he kept talking about something not being right. This puzzles everybody more than everything else, too. Sophie also finds out more about Elysian, assuming that it is a place that is connected with those squiggly lines intersecting, because it appears to be a map. That's what they think those are, and they think that the intersecting point is Elysian. They find out that it is also a power source there that could complete the mysterious third step of Stellar Loon that Sophie finds out in Cassian's memory. Cassius's memory. Oh, also, at Foxfire, I just thought this was an amazing fact that I should include. Haha. Sophie and Fitz have the cognate Inquisition to put their trust back in. First part of the there are three parts of the Inquisition. The first part, you go into this center part of someone's brain, and you just, like, throw out words into there to see how they react, like, inside the head, because, like, if it's, like, something that has a lot of strong feelings, then their head will just, like, rage at you. So, it goes totally fine. Sophie finds out that he has problems with unmatchable and leader, because Sophie has been kind of taking over as leader of the group, so it's, like, yeah. And Fitz finds out that she has problems with, not very many things, apart from, as they're leaving the heads, Fitz turns around and throws the word Keith in there, and her head goes BOOM! No, she doesn't actually explode, but, like, there's a huge reaction. Glimmer, or Rainy, I guess, ends up setting up a meeting with Trix for the group, like, Trix from the Never Seen, the Guster. You know, the one that, kidnapped Wiley. And they go there, and Vespera is there too, and Vespera says that they need to team up with her in order to find Elysian. Nobody believes it though, but, there's also, Elysian is supposedly, another unmapped star, and, now all the stars, from Elementine to, like, all those ones, are in a straight line revealing Elysian, or whatever that other sixth unmapped star is, and that is what is making the power source at Elysian, or what is making it charged up, and it lasts for 10 days, I believe, since Vespera told them. They also tell them about the fact that Keith can be tracked using Shadow Vapor right now, because Umber, when Keith was with the Never Seen, Umber was sneaking bits of Shadow Vapor into his food and then directing them to his heart, so he has a Shadow Vapor, a Shadow Flux tracker in his heart, chest area. And then, Sophie is super determined to find Keith now, you know? So they rig a spy ball to find Keith on the shadow chart. Like, Dex makes it so that they can see the shadow plane. And then they find him, and then he's in London, guys. Yay. So they find him, they go there, and it's actually Keith! And Sophie almost chokes him because she hugs him too hard. Yes. I am so happy with this. Oh, also, guys, Ro left halfway through the book because she's going to go hunt down, one ogre dude who wants to murder her dad. Yeah, yeah, that's where she is. But they find Keith, and Tam removes the tracker, and they find out that he is kind of numb right now. None of his abilities are working very well, and Sophie's worried that this is what happened to that what's happening to him is what happened to Vespera, if you guys remember that. Like, she became so numb that she just doesn't have any feeling anymore. So then, Sophie is super awkward. Her whole drama, her life is just super dramatic. And, yeah, so then she goes and tries to talk to Keith about her feelings for a while until she actually finally catches him after he was riding around in the void, calling with his mom's voice to see if she, as a contour, hid anything in there. He comes back, they talk a little bit, they go into this very romantic cave that Flory had told Sophie about, but Sophie had never actually seen. So they go there, and yay, they kiss, guys! So Keith happens! It was, oh my gosh. And then Flory comes down, like, right after, and Sophie ends up going to finish the Cognate Inquisition. So step one was you know, where they threw words around in that void in their heads. Step two was to go back home and think about what they had found out. And step three was to talk about it. So Sophie and Fitz ended up needing to talk about it because Wiley had a path in his mind that Tiergan and Prentice, I think it was Prentice, found. Oh yeah, it was Prentice. Tiergan and Prentice found, but they couldn't get all the way through, but they believed that if Sophie and Fitz were at their highest level of concentration that they would be able to get through. So they finished the Inquisition with Fitz being, like, raging at Sophie and Keith. Who's surprised? Not me. And then they go to Wiley, and they find out that it was just something that Syra left and it wasn't super important. But then, guys, guess what? Bianna left the Starstone that you can use to light leap to Elysian. It was in one of Bianna's hair accessories in her drawer. That's where Syra hid it. And then they go to Elysian and they don't really find anything. And then they're just about to give up and go when Vespera comes and does this thing. And then they go through to a place where Jaceela is. And they are about to have like a major face off an argument. And then this dude walks in, wearing a cloak or whatever. And he's like, hello, I believe you're looking for me. And everybody's like, wait, what? And he's like, I am the power source you're looking for. I am Elysian. And then the book comes off, cuts off, you know, because Shannon Messenger, duh. Okay. So, yeah, guys, that was Stellar Loon. Ends on a cliffhanger. Honestly, I like that cliffhanger way better than the letter, but yeah, took me 12 minutes to talk through that. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Pounce on you later.